A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Hey, yesterday was International Women's Day, of course.
Yeah.
And how good is this for celebrating the Aussie Women's T20 team?
Yeah.
World Cup champions.
Smashed it. How good's that?
Absolutely. Like, it was they really kept India right out of the game. It was an excellent thing to see.
Well and done, girls.
Speaking of sport, the Wildcats have won the first game in the best of five grand final series. 2 points they beat Sydney by in Sydney.
That's good stuff from them.
So they're home for the next one. I think Friday night's the next one here in WA. And, well, SBL season's not too far behind that. So there's lots of amazing basketball action up for grabs.
Yep, heaps of sport carping. Of course, the AFL season's on the way.
I was just thinking that. We've been watching all the Marsh Community Series action. Mm. Can't be too long before the actual season
proper. Well, pre-season games are on as well, so.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, there you go. So you're spoilt for choice when it comes to sport around these parts.
Yep.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, Mandurah's biggest weekend is here this weekend.
Oh, how exciting.
Next thing on the horizon, March 14 and 15, Crab Fest with fireworks, Jebediah playing Sunday, plenty more to enjoy. And again, Mandurah Square, over near Mandurah Performing Arts Centre, we will be looking after the Coast Factor Grand Final.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be 17 beautiful singers hitting the stage. Get down there and check it all out and see who the winner will be.
Cheer on. Thanks to Mandurah Forum, Heart of the South. Come join us. That's Saturday Arvo of Crab Fest. Now, today, March 9, is Commonwealth Day. It used to be known as Empire Day back in the
Does that mean we shouldn't be at work?
Well, I think I'm pretty certain we should have the day off and we all should get a plane trip to the UK. Isn't that how it works? We all get flown to London.
Oh, so we spend the day on a plane.
Yeah. Going,
fly there, fly back, done.
Going to the head of the, well, it's a celebration of the Commonwealth of Nations. So that's the 53 countries that used to be part of the Empire, as well as Britain itself. 16 of these states, including us, still see and recognise the Queen as monarch.
Well, we should have a day off. Where's the public holiday?
All together celebrated by over 2 billion people, or about a third of the world's population.
Wow.
Weirdly enough, in this listing, and I'm not kidding, I'm not trying to make light of it, but in this listing it says you won't see Prince Andrew in the celebrations this year. Like, they actually went to the efforts of saying...
to mention it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just not mention it and then he just doesn't rock up and then no one has anything to talk about, you know? They're just like, oh,
don't know.
There.
But there you go.
Interesting.
He won't be making any public appearances.
Well, going to miss him.
And now also for the third thing today, the water challenge is on.
The water challenge?
1 in 10 people worldwide don't have access to clean water. This March you can join Aussies by making water your only beverage to help give safe water to others. So take the fizz out of your drink and...
Does that mean no coffee?
Well, that's what they're suggesting. Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I mean, I can give up the alcohol. Done.
Coffee?
Coffee, no.
Details at waterchallenge.org.au as to... Mm. Mind you, we're already in, so we're probably a month down, so it's only 3 weeks you have to get through.
Because I can't do that.
No, I'm sorry, it's too hard.
Coffee, no. Can't need it.
Waterchallenge.org.au for details. Just to show you that it isn't just Australians that are acting crazy over the coronavirus, right?
Oh, no, it's the whole world, isn't it?
There's a degree of it. I mean, maybe not everyone else is stockpiling toilet paper.
No.
Like that, but it seems hand sanitizer's hard to find in lots of places, right? And so some folks in the States are taking to social media to suggest making your own using vodka, which is prompted...
I suppose alcohol wipes stuff like that.
They are alcohol.
Kill it.
But it's prompted one vodka maker to call for calm, saying, well, don't, for a start. Because for those following at home, apparently hand sanitizer needs to contain at least 60% alcohol, and vodka is typically only around 40. So it won't do...
The same job.
Not that I imagine anyone here is really contemplating that, surely.
Surely not. It's not come to that. Is it absinthe that's almost absinthe?
I don't know. There are ones that you can get
that's
that
like
probably
the
are
highest
up there.
So
in America, they've got grain alcohol. They've got all sorts of interesting ones that you can get that are high potency stuff. So probably go for those. But no, I mean, realistically.
We shouldn't be rinsing ourselves with alcohol.
No Aussie's wasting a drink, are they?
If you can possibly find a bottle of vodka that someone will let you pour over yourself.
I reckon that's the biggest sin than worrying about coronavirus.
I know. 97.3
Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With the Easter Bunny of Entertainment.
Easter Bunny.
Nikki Parkinson.
Already. Now, of course, the Aussie women dominated India yesterday to take out, yes, congratulations, girls, to take out their fifth T20 World Cup. And superstar Katy Perry was the entertainment post-match at the MCG, getting all the Aussie girls up on stage to celebrate with her. If you haven't seen the video, make sure you check it out. It's honestly one of the best things ever. The girls are all strutting their stuff on stage, doing the worm, just going nuts while Katy belts this one out.
The runway.
Yes, very nice to check out the
You've
video.
You've got to watch it. They're going nuts. It's great.
And fair enough, too.
This week, Katy's also performing a free concert in Bright, Victoria for the first responders to the deadly bushfires earlier this year. So she's all
busy
around Australia.
Didn't she?
Yeah, this week. Now, Demi Lovato has released a brand spanking new song and music video. This one's called I Love Me.
Not bad.
It's cool. I like it. And apparently Peter Gabriel loved what he heard after Harry Styles performed a surprise cover of his song Sledgehammer. Styles played it when he was on the Howard Stern show last week. This is what he did.
Show me around your fruitcake, 'cause I will be your honeybee. Open up your fruitcakes, where the fruit is the sweetest can be. I'm gonna be your sledgehammer.
That is pretty much Peter Gabriel.
You wouldn't know, would you? If you played that, you wouldn't even tell if it was him. But
I don't even know if Peter Gabriel could manage to do that.
I know. But Harry said that he loves Gabriel's Real World Studios, where he recorded a lot of his latest album. And he also, he butted him up nicely and said that his Sledgehammer's the best mixed song ever.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.